Backpackers contribute a valuable service to our country. Thousands flock in every year to follow the harvest trail and circulate their earnings through our regional towns. But many of them aren't claiming what they're entitled to. In June last year, the ATO had 3.7 million unclaimed super accounts worth $2.73 billion. One-fifth of that belonged to former temporary residents. Julian Ledger is the CEO of the not-for-profit Youth Hostels Association, and he's been fighting to make the claim process easier for backpackers.
Myself and a number of others serve on the Backpacker Youth Tourism Advisory Panel, and we have taken to government a number of issues regarding the Working Holiday Scheme, together with the Australian Tourism Export Council, where we think that the scheme can be improved. The scheme already is very successful. It's been a great Australian success story, but there are a number of things that can be improved with the scheme, and one of them has to do with superannuation. The difficulty arises when, as you say, young people don't necessarily know what it is or how to claim it back. So there needs to be a better system for pooling their funds and telling them how to reclaim it. And when they do get their money back, they often actually spend it in Australia when they're travelling around after they've finished working.
And what type of better system are you proposing?
The situation is that people might work for a number of different employers. So it would be good if the government could come up with a standard fund, a default fund, if you like, which employers could then pay into for working holiday makers rather than just leaving it to all the different superannuation funds. The superannuation funds themselves don't want to be dealing with people who are only here for a year, who are not going to retire in Australia and who are just a burden administratively for them anyway.
And how far along are you in those talks with the government to potentially set this up?
I would say we're only at the very beginning. We had put these ideas to the previous government, and then there'd been a change of government, and now it's a matter of putting those ideas again to the new government.
Backpackers Arthur Jen from France and his mate Jesper Rutianen from Finland have been picking on Bundaberg Farms for 1 week. I started with a simple question and asked if they knew what superannuation was.
I think I've heard of it, but yeah, I didn't hear that name before.
Yeah, me neither. I'm so sorry.
So do you have a similar type of payment in your countries?
Yeah, I think so. Maybe works differently. Really don't know all the details about here. We definitely have things for retirement in both of our countries, I think.
So is it something that you've heard any of the other backpackers mention? The superannuation?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, me too. I have heard.
So is it something once you get ready to go home that you will look into and claim?
Yeah.
To be honest, depends, because I have not been working here for a really long time. So if I just do work here 1 month, I might probably not get the paperwork done and all these things.
Michael McMahon runs Abbotsley Citrus at Gingin and employs up to 500 backpackers throughout the year. Once they earn over $450, he pays 9.25% in super. And he's not happy the workers aren't claiming it.
It's a concern because it's a lot of money that business owners have paid to backpackers' super funds and they haven't claimed it, and it just gets chewed up in, just goes back to the government. So, yeah, I'm not sure there wouldn't be better things to do with that money.
Would you be more concerned if the backpackers did claim that super and then, you know, take it out of the country?
You know, there's an argument there that you wonder, superannuation, a great thing for Australians, and it's there to help fund their retirement. It probably wasn't set up initially to fund the retirement of a foreign worker who may or may not have a similar system in their own country. But
you did mention before that, you know, there are some businesses who do avoid paying the super because of, I guess, the taking advantage of confusion of backpackers and things like that. Is that something you do see or hear about often?
Oh, it's something we hear about, and it always baffles me that our businesses get away without paying people super, and it's not always just the backpackers, but it does irk me a little bit because most businesses legitimately pay all those costs, but that's life, I suppose, fighting the good fight.
The tax office holds unclaimed superannuation for 5 years and then invests it back into federal government revenue.